Hello, my name is Levi Stolzes, and I'd like to share with you today on the Daily Inspiration. First of all, I'd like to greet you in the name of Jesus. He is precious, and I think it's important that we greet in the name of Jesus, because He is that one and only hope that we have to be redeemed from our sin and to be reconciled with God. This week I've been sharing on Philippians 4:8. I've shared about how it's a good filter, how it's a good way to look at evaluate a situation. It reads this way: finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. It's a beautiful verse. It's a Paul has a beautiful way to lay out a challenge and also an encouragement. Today we'd like to look at a good report. We all like a good report. No one likes a wicked report, a bad report. When we go away, my wife and I, we give the children instructions, and the older children, we know that they will. We have full confidence in them, but some of the younger children, we don't. We don't have that confidence that they're going to be obedient. We don't have the confidence that they're going to be diligent with their chores. We don't have the confidence that they're going to listen on the older siblings every time. It's not that they are, wicked children. It's just that they are mischievous. And we sit down and we talk to them. We give them all instructions before we go. And then we look at the little ones and say, now we want a good report from you. We want a good report of you when we come home. We want to be able to sit down with the oldest children and say, how did it go? And we want them to be able to give us a good report of each one of the children. It's so pleasing when you are... when we're traveling. Here just a few weeks ago, we were in Germany, and we were able to communicate home, and it was a good report. Things were going well. Our children were doing well. They were enjoying their time here at home, staying back, and being obedient children. It was a good report. In Proverbs 15:30, it says, the light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. And I can identify with that. There's, when after a good meal, if you're very hungry, if you worked hard, and maybe you haven't had a good meal you've been very busy. We find that here. We're in the bakery business, and this time of year, We are baking to almost have maximum capacity. We are working, starting early in the morning and working till late. There's a few months where we need to get to where we need to fill the orders. And we don't have time to sit down all the time and have three good meals a day. My wife will make a lot of soups, and we keep the soup pot warm. Sometimes we can't even all sit down at one time and eat, because it's a busy time of life. It's about 4 months where we have a very busy time. But there's something about an evening after we've had that busy day, or even Friday evenings when the work is finished, and my wife cooks up a nice big meal, and it's just... It makes my bones fat. It just gives me that feeling of satisfaction. And that's what a good report does. It like it says in Proverbs, and a good report maketh the bones fat. It's that feeling of satisfaction. And I'd like to just encourage each one of you to, wherever you are in life, we are all in a situation where other people hear about us. Maybe it's work. Maybe it's as fathers. Maybe it's as singles. Maybe you're a single person and you're away from home. You're serving somewhere. Or maybe you're whatever the situation is. If we walk, how the Philippians 4:8 says, if we walk true, if we walk in an honest way, if we walk in a just way, if we walk in a pure way, if we are lovely, if we are, it brings a good report. And I believe we can even covet this good report. It's just like in Proverbs, the first few chapters in Proverbs, it cries out about wisdom. It speaks about how it's something that we should covet, how it's something that we should desire. Maybe covet is not the right word, but I think you understand what I would like to promote here is we should desire that people get a good report about us, not just because we want to feel good in the flesh, but because Christ is our King. And we want people to, when they look at our lives, just this week, there was a situation of a gentleman that dropped some product off here at the bakery. He was sharing about his life. He was a man that grew up under godly parents. As a married man, he fell into sin, and it cost him his wife. They eventually, she filed for a divorce, and there is still hope that they could get back together again. And he looked at me and said, you know, I share this because I know you love God. I know you are a man of God. And there was a bit of almost a trembling in my heart that, yes, I am representing Christ, and he is looking at me and saying, I know that you are representing Christ. You are a man of God. I know you won't just go out and share all the details that he just shared with me. He shared some deep details of things that have happened in his life. And he feels confident that I will pray for the situation. He feels confident that there was a good report. He had heard a good report from me somewhere along the line. And not just a good report in the flesh, but a good report that I love the Lord and I will pray for this man. And I just encourage you, I'm not going to share his name over the phone, but to just pray for the hurting marriages. It's a burden on my heart that the marriage would be a representation of there in Ephesians where it talks about Christ and the church. And then he talks about marriages. It's a beautiful thing. And I just pray that you would just lift up your voices to the Lord and pray for the hurting marriages around you. It is something that Satan uses as a tool to bring reproach to Jesus' name. And I would pray that if you are married, that it would be a good marriage. And through that, it's almost like a good report. And people look at you and say, hey, they are representing Christ. And Christ is glorified through it. If your marriage is sending a bad report signal out to people, I say, well, they're Christians, but they can't even get along with each other. I mean, their children are hurting. Let's lift up Christ in our homes and let's glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Lord, bless your day.